The second great extinction wave since European settlement is currently sweeping across Australia's tropical north, and it's recently arrived in the Kimberley, Australia's last arc of pre-European biodiversity. Scientists now say that the main threat to that diversity is the feral cat. It's estimated, and this is an incredible statistic, there are between 15 to 23 million feral cats living in the wild across Australia and its offshore islands. Our environment editor, the Environment Minister Greg Hunt, told this week's Background Briefing program he wants to roll out a national 10-year plan to eradicate the feral cat. Greg Borschmann reports.
75 million native animals a night, or more than 20 billion mammals, reptiles, birds, and even insects every single year. That's a conservative estimate of what's on the menu for Australia's feral cats. There's at least 15 million of them, and one estimate goes as high as 23 million. And unlike the fussy domestic cat, they eat almost anything. Ecologist John Reed has dissected the gut of as many as 1,000 cats. He's trapped or shot them over the past 25 years in the South Australian arid lands. And he says he's always surprised what he finds.
You feel a little bit like opening a Christmas presents. Yeah, except I guess there's more surprises in this than some of the Christmas presents that we get. But just earlier this year, I was cutting open some cats. Some of them had large snakes, king brown snakes, probably about 4 foot long. Juvenile parentes, which are the largest lizard in Australia, the big goannas. They eat falcons and cockatoos, bats, centipedes, scorpions. I imagine that they'd have a hard time pulling down a saltwater crocodile. I imagine cassowaries are probably pretty safe, but virtually every lizard, every snake, every frog, every bat, just about every bird in Australia, and any mammal smaller than a large kangaroo, at least, you know, when they're joeys, are all susceptible to cat predation.
In the Channel Country of central Queensland over the past 2 years, wildlife rangers and sporting shooters have killed more than 3,000 feral cats. The cat plague has decimated Queensland's last remaining stronghold in the wild of the endangered greater bilby. Queensland Environment Minister Andrew Powell told Background Briefing that there could be as few as 200 bilbies left on Astrebla Downs National Park. Frank Manthey is the founder of the Save the Bilby Fund. He remembers being in the area during an earlier cat plague, which also crashed bilby numbers.
There's a guy that did some research on the letter-winged kite who went out to exactly where the bilbies are, and he described the tree with the spotlight as a Christmas tree. There was that many eyes shining the lights from the cats in that tree. And when I eventually got out there to that area, I actually took the army out there. When we'd go down these drainage lines, every letter-winged kite nest had at least 4 or 5 feral cats asleep in the nest because of birds and eggs and things had long gone. And I thought to myself, what a disgusting way that we are treating this country.
That's unbelievable, because presumably the young of those hawks, those kites, would have been predated by those cats. So first they ate them, then they stole their nests.
Exactly, exactly. And they would sleep there all day and, of course, then come down onto the plains to destroy our native wildlife.
For a long time, scientists thought that the extinction wave following European settlement had petered out sometime in the 1960s, more or less stopping at Australia's tropical margins. But in recent decades, researchers have realised that the feral cat is one of the key drivers of a new extinction wave that's been sweeping across Australia's north. Conservation biologist Dr. John Wanarski watched that wave tear through Arnhem Land, Kakadu and the Top End, puzzled at first as to what was causing it.
It seemed as if these landscapes were intact, so there were no obvious threats. We knew that feral cats had been in those environments for maybe 100 years or so, so it didn't seem they were an obvious culprit to cause such rapid and severe declines, you know, just in the last decade or two. So it wasn't until we started, I guess, modelling the rates of mortality, trying to tease apart the impacts of all the other potential causes, including fire, including weeds, including feral buffalo and things like that, that we were left really with one major culprit, and that turns out to be the cat.
Environment Minister Greg Hunt says he wants all states, territories and other stakeholders to sign on to a national 10-year plan to eradicate the feral cat.
Well, I think over the next 5 years, we can, with a concerted effort, destroy a large part of the population. It's harder to soak up the last remnants. That's a decade-long process, but I think we have to have a 10-year national plan for feral cat eradication.
That's the Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt speaking with our Environment Editor Greg Borschmann. And Greg's background briefing can be heard on this Sunday morning at 8 o'clock right here on RN.